Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday. It is your sportsman, Rop, that's me. Big Sook right over there.
Right here.
For those of you filtering back in slowly from the holidays, we do have a new producer over there. His name is Stephen Vaughn, and he comes to us from beautiful Milwaukee, Oregon. More specifically, Oak Grove.
The OG, baby.
The OG. He is with us at the age of 38, formerly with...
It's probably got to be the oldest producer you guys have gotten, huh?
Well, Swigard's older than you. He was our first producer.
But to start.
As a rookie. A 38-year-old rookie here.
You're like that Dennis, you're like that Dennis Quaid movie.
Yeah.
Was it Swag a rookie when he started with us?
No.
He was our wasn't he our first producer?
He wasn't 38. That was 20. That was 20 years ago, and he's like 50. I want to say Swag's like 52, 53.
I think he's older than that.
Is he really?
I don't know.
I don't think he's that old.
Boy, that makes me feel old. That you're saying Swag was younger than 38 when he was on our show.
I believe
I'm gonna
so.
Have to text him.
We'll see how old he is, because that would have been 20, 21 years ago because he was our first producer.
He was our first.
And so if he's like 58. But I think he's
not 58.
I think he's like 53-ish.
I want to say he's 55.
That old son of a bitch.
Maybe 70. Going on 80.
He is a fascinating creature. If we ever did an all-time like fan, I don't know, like the story of the fan, Swigard, he would be the star of the whole thing.
He's fantastic.
He is.
Yep.
There is many, many layers to one Jason Swigard.
Indeed. Well, anyway, we're very happy to have Stephen with us on a permanent basis now moving forward. I do have some promoting to do as the Oregon game against Indiana, the college football playoff semifinal.
Yeah, see, you rolled your way into the semis.
Is here on the Fan Friday. The Ducks in the Peach Bowl, and the Fan is hitting the road. We are having a watch party at the Thirsty Lion Washington Square location. Mm-hmm. Now, I used to hang out there all the time.
Yeah, the old Thirsty. Who was the owner with the crazy hair?
Now that I don't
or
remember.
That was maybe I'm thinking of the old
no
sorry.
You're thinking of the cheerful
the cheerful tortoise
yeah, Robert
sorry. Yeah
Jackson
yeah
he's an animal but the Thirsty used to be kind of in my old stomping grounds. Yeah. I used to drink there a lot.
Yeah,
haven't been there in a long time, but Dirt and Anthony Newman will get things started with Ducks Game Day presented by Coors Light. They'll be on location at noon. That's this Friday, January 9th, at the Thirsty Lion Washington Square location for the rematch of Oregon-Indiana in the college football playoff semifinal. So some headlines today. John Harbaugh did get fired.
Yeah.
We discussed it earlier. He won 61% of his games, and he won a Super Bowl in 18 seasons. Pretty damn strong.
Yeah, 12 playoff appearances, the Super Bowl. Is that in 7 years with Lamar Jackson, who's won two MVPs, should have won three. They've never been able to get past the AFC title game, and they lose in brutal ways.
Dude, his ability to blow a football game,
yes.
It's not all him, but there's something about a head coach who continually blows football games.
Yeah.
There's something to that.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. they can blow any game anywhere, anytime.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And it's weird. So that kick, I saw a funny little meme that obviously the Ravens that missed the kick to win the game. I saw that there was the photo of the uprights, and in the middle of it was Tomlin fired to the left and right, fire Harbaugh. And it's probably true. If that kick goes in the middle, we're talking about, and the exact same conversation we're having right now about John Harbaugh, we're having about Tomlin. Cause he's been there, what, about the same time, 16, 18 years, Super Bowl, all the playoff appearances. We'd be having the exact same conversation about Mike Tomlin that we are about John Harbaugh, simply based on whether that kick went in or not.
Yeah, they're two longest tenure head coaches, obviously, with their respective teams there. I think you're right, because there's been talk, you know, going into the last couple of weeks, everyone said the Steelers were done. They were going to fire Tomlin anyway, get ready, you know, for that firing. It goes wide, and he's safe, and Harbaugh's gone.
Tomlin's been there for one more.
But is Tomlin safe? I could see a scenario where
if they get blown out.
I could see a scenario where Tomlin steps down.
Yes. If they get blown out, I could see a mutual parting of ways.
And Rodgers is done?
Yes. And Rodgers is gonna be done. So
depends on how much TV pays Mike Tomlin.
Yeah. And by the way, if Tomlin were to get fired and when Harbaugh got fired, either way, if I'm the Arizona Cardinals, I am on the phone right now. Or the Oakland, or not Oakland, the Raiders.
What team wouldn't want John Harbaugh?
I think there's an idea that if I am looking, Pete Carroll was hired by the Raiders because they said they wanted an adult in the building, they wanted a culture shift, and they wanted some stability, right? And maybe with Harbaugh and Tomlin, maybe the high end isn't quite what you wanted, right? Both have a kind of a history of good, not great, and even though they both have a Super Bowl, and, you know, maybe just stale or old school, but they're professionals and the floor is very high. Even if the ceiling isn't Andy Reid or John Gruden or whatever, the floor is very high. And for an organization looking to dig their way out of the quagmire that they're in, and I would say Arizona, I would say Cleveland, I would say the Raiders, go get yourself an adult in the room. Are there flaws with those guys? Sure. John Harbaugh should be on a plane to Arizona right now with a blank check saying, what do I need for you to come here and install the same culture that was in Baltimore down here in Arizona? A
couple of other notes. Will Stein has flipped Kenny Menchie, the Notre Dame quarterback. He was the backup at Notre Dame.
He lost out to CJ Carr by a whisper, but people think he's going to be good.
Well, yesterday, he's a five-star kid, I think. Yeah. Yesterday, we told you he was going to Nebraska.
That's so fast.
And now Will Stein got him at Kentucky.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why that guy died at the sports bar up there in Vancouver.
Ah, maybe they were talking crap. Yeah, that guy did die over Nebraska football, which is just, still can't believe that happened. They arrested that guy today, by the way.
Well, yeah.
No, but he turned himself in, and it's on video.
It took a couple days.
It's kind of scary. He showed up at the police station to turn himself in, and they still did the get on the ground and I guess when you murder someone, you don't just get to show up at the police station and be like, you got me.
You lost all trust at that point.
Yeah.
Do we know his team? So if you don't know, this was what was the sports bar?
It was the Off-Ramp. It's right by my house, like maybe a mile from where I live.
The Off-Ramp Sports Bar in Vancouver.
Yeah, right off 205 in Mill Plain.
There was a shooting over the weekend because two guys got in a fight about sports.
Yeah.
The guy who died was a Nebraska fan.
Yes.
And apparently he had poked back at the guy who shot him about his team. Do we know who his team was?
No, I don't. It's just so the guy was wearing a Nebraska hat.
I hope it's not Kansas.
One dude was making fun of Nebraska football. Nebraska guy went back at him, and I guess it got a little personal.
What if it's BYU guy?
if there's a team that is not going to shoot someone over making fun of your team, it's BYU
guys.
It's
you guys, yeah.
And I guess like one of the guy's final words were like, sorry, I didn't mean anything by it. And the dude unloaded on him.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And that would be why you just...
Yeah, dude, just
treat everyone with respect. You don't need to fight about sports. No one cares. No. Just get along. Buy each other a shot. Yeah. Good grief. It's,
of all the things to die over, Nebraska football.
By the way, Swag is in. He said he was around 35 when he started on our show.
Right.
So you're right.
Yeah.
So that makes him about 55 now. But he's younger than Steven. So Steven is the oldest producer ever. Oldest rookie. Wow.
Feels good.
I was just about to ask you, how does that make you feel?
Part of history, you know.
Yeah.
Can't take this away from me.
That's right. Well, yes, we can. We can fire you and hire a 45-year-old.
That's true. That's the thing. Once you fire me, you got to get someone older. If it's someone younger than me, I'll be mad. But if you fire me for someone older, I'll be all right.
A cagey veteran.
Yeah.
Cliff Kingsbury lost his job. He and the commies, they say, parted ways. But yeah. And then
the
defensive coordinator was fired there, too.
Well, Dan Quinn took over the play-calling duty, so that's writing on the wall. Same thing, the Lions fired their OC after Dan Campbell ended up taking over the play-calling duty. So if you lose your ability to call plays, yeah, something tells me you want to start looking for a new place to work. But that Washington thing is bizarre. Like, they went from, like, the fifth best offense with this rookie, you know, quarterback that was just a dynamo in Kingsbury, and oh my God, and then they traded for guys, and they went all in with Debo and signed McLaurin and, you know, got an old defense, and this year, it just, the whole thing fell apart. And now you got an all new, you're going to have an all new staff. You don't know what's happening with your quarterback, and he only played in like 6 or 7 games this year. You're kind of not in the best roster space, like, That it's just, it's weird how quick those little flashes pop in the NFL, and you see the Colts and you think you're right there, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, we are so far from anywhere if you're the Commanders.
Or
right
you're
now.
The Ravens and you're there every year and then you still don't win.
You still don't win.
And you fire your coach.
Yep.
Matt Eberflus is out as defensive coordinator in Dallas. A lot of smoke around Pete Carroll maybe there.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's internet.
To be
You know, Pete. Maybe Flores or like Raheem Morris.
Pete will be coaching in whatever. What's the UF? Is it the UFL? What's the Rocks now?
I don't know.
He'll be doing
you
that.
Always ask that. I don't know.
Well, there's
there is
a spring league.
Yeah, so tell us what it is.
Nah, Pete Carroll will be coaching in that. He'll be with Bob Stoops coaching the Battle Hawks or the, I don't know, the Riverboat something or other.
By the way, this guy's right on the text line. Are we sure the murder wasn't over Nebraska basketball?
No.
They are pretty good this year.
Yeah, I saw that.
He would fit right in with the UFL coaches. Ricky Prohl, Bob Stoops, Skip Holtz, Kevin Sumlin, Ted Ginn Jr.
Yeah.
Kevin Sumlin?
Yes.
Pete Carroll, get him there.
Dude, Pete would, he would be the king of those guys. Mike Riley coached there for a while. That's what you do when you can't find anything else. You go coach the UFL.
You know, we went down to Pac-12 Media Day many years and interviewed all the coaches for many, many years. There was only one that showed up reeking of alcohol. In all of our years.
Bloodshot.
And I was like, whoa, somebody had a night, and it was Kevin Sumlin.
Kevin Sumlin.
Yeah.
Not Sark.
No, surprisingly,
shockingly,
Sark was super cool, but he never, well, he probably did reek of alcohol. I just didn't smell it. Right. Sumlin, it was pungent.
Sumlin had a, Sumlin had a reputation not only for, you know, maybe enjoying himself, but like there were a lot of those coaches that would, they would have like coaches parties and regular members of the media were not necessarily invited. Shockingly enough, a lot of the young, pretty sideline reporters and those types were invited. And there are a lot of rumors that maybe Kevin was doing a lot of those invites. Just saying.
Like, different time.
It's different time. Actually, it's not a different time. It's
not at all.
It's the same. Look at Sharon Moore. And,
true.
You'd be surprised at how many of the...
Who's coaching the UFL first, Pete Carroll or Sharon Moore?
Oh, there you go, Sharon.
I don't think Pete Carroll needs it. Sharon might.
He might need it. Yeah.
By the way, I have the odds on the Ravens' next head coach real quick. Just came across my email here. Chris Shula, 3-1.
Where is Chris Shula at?
No idea.
I can't say I know that.
Jesse Minter, 3.5-1. And then Cliff Kingsbury, 5-1.
So Minter's the DC.
Shula's the DC with the Rams.
Okay, DC with the Rams, and we had the DC with the Chargers, and then Kingsbury, huh?
Well, I mean, that's just one. It's betonline.ag that sent that.
I will tell you that if you are looking for a job, the best job right now, I mean, there's like 6 openings. The Ravens, it's not even close.
Can you? Well, now it is. But let's hold that thought because I do want to have a segment on you know, what are the best jobs?
Actually, there's
and what are
7
the worst
now that the Raiders are open. So
yeah, 7.
The Ravens, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll get to that. One other note. One other headline. Trae Young reportedly in his final days with the Hawks. We hardly knew ye.
Yeah, no one really wants him.
With his little baby hair.
Same thing with kind of Ja Morant. Like all these guys at one point were like stars, and now everyone's like, eh.
He's a classic. He's CJ McCollum.
Yeah.
He's like the guy that will go to the bad team and put up 25 a game and make a bunch of money and sail off into the sunset, never doing anything for anybody.
The undersized guards that don't play defense, don't, they don't last a long time with your team if you want to build.
Wait, I have an idea. The Blazers should get him.
Yes. Let's do it.
They haven't had one of these for a while.
Three guard lineup. Let's go.
Bring CJ back too. Why not?
Siege. By the way, the Mavs and the Wizards are thought to be the favorites to land.
CJ McCollum's on the Wizards.
Trae Young. Exactly. Exactly my point.
I'll tell you what. Trae Young going to the Wizards is the most appropriate thing that you could, like, just make it happen.
I just assumed the Kings were going to be on that list, too.
There you go. Maybe the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Just send him there.
Watch Trae Young and Siege team up and storm up to the top of the West.
Dame CJ part two.
All the way to number six.
All right. Coming up next, who do Duck fans want to play in the title game? We'll take a look at that when we return on The Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm wondering, did Duck fans want to play Miami if they get by Indiana? Or would you rather play Ole Miss?
I think if you are being realistic, I think you'd rather play Ole Miss.
But the crystal ball thing, though, isn't that interesting?
I think it's interesting, but I also think, one, I think Miami's defense scares you more than anything that Ole Miss has to offer. Plus, the idea of, my God, if you lose to Mario Cristobal and the Miami Hurricanes, I just don't think you can handle it. So,
but don't you want to beat him, though?
Yeah, but That's another coin flip game, and I just don't think if you're Oregon, if you're being realistic, I don't think you want that on the table. Well, Duck fan could not survive a Cristobal loss in the national
championship.
Fold
the program.
Yes.
It's over.
Dirt may die.
But the odds are about the same, so I'm looking here, and this is, you know, remember, Miami gets to play in Miami.
Yeah.
They get to play in their home stadium if they beat Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they will be the road team.
Yes.
Because they will be the lower seed.
And while they're obviously,
or I mean the higher
seed, there will be a lot of Miami fans there, that those tickets are so expensive. You know, it's not going to be a home field. I mean, they'll obviously
Well, they don't really have a home field advantage there anyway.
No. So, I mean, it'll obviously
It's not like playing Georgia in Atlanta.
No. No. And I would hope that was sold out. You know, these bowl games, there are so many empty seats at these things. They price those tickets so high, and the secondary market has folded on these. I mean, the ratings have been huge, but the attendance and the environments have been very soft.
It's so corporate now.
Yes.
It feels like mini Super Bowls.
Yes.
A little Super Bowl, yeah. Duck fans traveled pretty well to Atlanta, Miami.
It was all right.
Dusty
but when they were showing the stadium, dude, there were empty seats
everywhere,
left and right at that thing. And I think the get-in price at game time was $35 to get into that game. So like,
why would anyone buy?
I have no idea.
Ticket ahead of time.
If you are one of these types that's going down, do not buy. Well, careful, we're home of the Ducks, but just. There are better prices.
Buy tickets.
There are better prices to be had.
Through the Ducks.
If you wait and just go on the open market.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't. They just need.
They need it, yes.
You can't. It's a hard. That's a hard one.
Yeah.
Because you want to go see your team.
Yeah.
You just want the comfort of knowing
the FOMO.
You have the tickets.
I battle this. So I'm a day of guy.
Yeah.
And when I have gone with, whether it's family members or friends,
they can't handle it.
They literally melt down.
It makes them nervous.
Yes. And I'm like, dude,
too much anxiety.
Yes. Yes. And it's just trying to explain to someone that you will get into the game for a better price, a better seat, all of that. They just don't want to listen. They would rather pay the extra for a worse seat to know that when they show up at the stadium that the ticket or the scan or whatever is in their
hand. You can always get in.
Always.
Always. You might miss a series, but you'll get in.
Yeah.
So Oregon would be, I was looking at the odds. If Oregon wins and beats Indiana, Oregon would be favored by 2.5 over Miami.
Mm-hmm.
They would be favored by 3.5 over Ole Miss.
Okay.
So there's not much difference there.
Sure.
Indiana would be favored by 5.5 over Miami and 7.5 over Ole Miss.
It's crazy that the world we're living in that Indiana, yes, Indiana is the odds on favorite to win the whole stinking thing. And if they finish
by
it
a
off,
lot.
Yes.
I mean, the odds makers
love Indiana.
Are clearly saying Indiana is by far the best team here.
If they finish this off, it's the greatest story in college sports history. It's the greatest coaching job. It's the greatest season. All of that.
If Indiana is the greatest story in college football history.
Yes. I said college sports history,
college
too.
College sports history.
Find me a better one.
Who plays Kurt Cignetti in the movie?
Because he's not a big fat guy, but he is a larger gentleman. He's got that a-hole flat top.
And who plays Mendoza in the movie?
Dude, he's a weird cat. I need like a bulked up Timothy Chalamet doing Mendoza.
Ooh, that'd be pretty good.
But he's a little fella. I need like a taller guy. Like, what's the lesser Hemsworth brother doing? Someone like that. I could see like a Kurt Cignetti. I could see like a Kurt Russell type playing Cignetti. You know, he did such a good. He's older now though. He's too old. But you know, I need someone that can capture that great red ass. Throw him that flat top out there. But although Cignetti's in his 60s, right? He's like, I want to say he's like 62, 63.
Let's see what AI says.
Yeah. Yeah. What are they, what's ChatGPT up to?
Well, it's just sitting there waiting for me.
Yeah, Cignetti's 64 already.
Okay, so maybe he could. Because Kurt Russell's got to be late 60s. But we throw some makeup on him.
I have to log in.
Russell's 74.
Okay, so maybe a little bit of a stretch. You all right over there?
I'm trying to log into ChatGPT. Why do I have to log in?
I don't know. I don't use AI, so I couldn't tell you.
There we go. Face ID, baby.
He does have a resemblance to Kevin Costner a little bit. If you do a little side-by-side.
You mean Kevin Costner?
That's what I meant.
And he does. Kevin
Costner.
Dude, say what you will about
no,
Kevin Costner.
No, not Costner. Costner.
That dude knows how to make a great sports movie. And I don't know, like, we could age him up a little bit, but, you know, I'm just kind of, like, scanning my brain. You know who's the ultimate chameleon who would do great? Give me Christian Bale. Christian Bale can play anything. Get him out. Give me Batman out there pulling a Cignetti.
Here's my ChatGPT. I asked it, who should play Kurt Cignetti in a movie? Their top-tier picks, J.K. Simmons, Bryan Cranston.
Ooh, Cranston. Yeah, yes.
That's good.
So much yes.
So good.
The other good fits, sneaky good fits, it says, Ed Harris, Jon Hamm.
Ooh, Ed Harris.
Nah, give me John. I love me. Ed Harris is
John
too
Hamm's
old.
Too handsome.
Well, Ed Harris is too wrinkly. Like, Ed Harris looks like he's 1,000
Dude,
years old.
Dude, Cranston is great.
Yeah. And then the other ones, they said Woody Harrelson and Kevin Costner, or Costner, whatever you want to know.
Mine's not working. Put in Mendoza. See what they say about Mendoza. Because there's got to be an actor that looks like him. I mean, he's a kind of a sharp-looking kid.
Yeah, yeah.
A little tism, but, you know.
Just a touch. scooch of it.
We love him. He's great.
Yeah.
Seriously, they got to make Hoosiers the football movie.
Well, I was
thinking
like he's again too old, but Adam Driver kind of has a weird.
There you go.
You know, he's a rugged, tall sort of guy. He could be a Mendoza type.
Here's the Mendoza, the best overall fits according to ChatGPT. Michael Pena.
Who's that?
Michael Pena. No.
And then Oscar Isaac.
Again, Oscar Isaac's like 50. And Michael Pena is short and kind of fat.
Does ChatGPT know who
knows who Fernando Mendoza is. Is if you know who Michael Pena is, he was in like The Martian. He's been in a ton of stuff. In no way, zero way he could play Mendoza.
It did ask me if you want to tell me what Mendoza's age is, what position he plays.
Yeah.
Oh my God. How do you not know this, chat?
All right, hold on.
GPT, stupid. Stupid computer.
Yeah, there's no way.
Idiot.
Right. I put in 22-year-old and a quarterback.
I'm telling you, if you could bulk up Timothy Chalamet, look up Chalamet. Oh, the other good one too is Austin Butler. Austin Butler, they use the guy that played Elvis. Austin Butler could be Austin Butler could be Mendoza.
Danny Ramirez, that's who they say. Not sure who that is.
We're all Googling, feverishly Googling.
I got to remember.
Yeah, I can see that.
Tanner Buchanan.
Ooh, Danny Ramirez, that's pretty good.
That's good.
That's good.
All right.
All right, ChatGPT, you're back on.
Yeah.
Bryan Cranston as Kurt Cignetti.
Look, I know.
A great part to play.
I know, Oregon fan, obviously, you're going to root, you know, you're rooting for Oregon. But if you're the rest of the country, or if you don't have a dog in the fight, the Indiana story is just they need to finish this. If they do, if you wrote a movie a year ago, or I guess it'd be 2 years ago, about some coach from nowhere, Timbuktu, who I saw an interview with Saban where Saban was like, I couldn't believe when he left because he was the receivers coach at Alabama. And Saban was like, dude, what are you doing? Why are you going down to take these jobs at these lower level losing programs? And Cignetti goes, well, I want to be a head guy, so I'm going to do this. If you wrote that story about a guy that bounced around low-level schools and then takes one of the worst jobs in America, shows up and says, who am I? Google me. I win. And in 2 years, takes one of the most irrelevant programs in college football history, and it goes on and wins a national championship, beating the Oregon Ducks, beating Ohio State, throttling Alabama in the Rose Bowl. If you wrote that script, you'd be like, that's the dumbest movie of all time. Because it's so unrealistic, and yet we're on the doorstep of it.
Right, meow. Does Indiana win the national championship? I don't think they do.
My brain wants to say yes, because they've checked all the boxes, but there's something in my heart that just, I don't believe that team, we've never seen a team with this talent profile that finishes it. They always end up coming a dollar short. But the world that we live in now with NIL and the transfer portal, maybe this window is open and we just never realize that someone just has to walk through it.
I'll take him because I've doubted Cignetti too many times too long now.
Yeah.
Because to your point, too, I thought they probably would have lost lots of games. And yes. They don't lose.
No. They just keep proving themselves and giving you the middle finger. And
I also think it's not a lot of flash either.
No.
Like, it is meat and potatoes. Like, they're going to beat you up.
Yeah, like, we've seen teams that do stuff, like you said, maybe they run a career. When Chip Kelly was here at Oregon, right, it was kind of a scheme, and it was gimmicky, and, you know, they just did one thing really well. Dude, they're just super well-coached and super disciplined. They don't do anything, like, amazing. They just do everything really well, and they don't beat themselves. And when they came into Eugene, and I thought both sides of the ball pushed around Oregon— And then to see them bitch slap Alabama, to see them be as physical as Ohio State, I didn't think it was possible. I really didn't. Because last year when they got to this point, they got bullied. They got bullied by Ohio State. They got bullied by Notre Dame. And the last year, that was like their one weakness, and they solved it.
All right, up next, what are the best NFL openings? But first, Stephen with SportsCenter. All right, we have seven NFL jobs open. Now that the Ravens have fired John Harbaugh, I want you to rank them. But first, I'm going to give you just a general synopsis of each. I mean, I'm just saying like kind of what their situation is. So you have the Falcons' job is open. They probably have the now that the Ravens have the most talent, but I did this before they fired John Harbaugh. So taking the Ravens out of it, the Falcons probably have the most talent, or second most talent if you include Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
But, and they're searching for a new GM. That could be a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah.
Their quarterback situation is a little weird, though, because they just restructured Cousins, and then Penix is like, eh.
And Cousins, by the way, that restructure probably means he's on his way out. Yeah, he's going to get released.
So there's that. Giants have Dart, Scataboo, and Neighbors. Mm-hmm. They have a good pass rush.
Did you see, by the way, that Neighbors is... So he's almost 4 months removed from ACL surgery, and he's still walking with a cane.
Oh.
And he someone asked him about it, and he said that there was more going on in that knee than just the ACL. And, yeah, that's just something to kind of keep an eye on. That is not normal after that long to still be... On a crutch.
But they have terrible management.
Yes.
So you have them. You have the Titans, who have Cam Ward and all new management.
Yes.
So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
The Raiders have the number one pick. They have the second most cap space. They're going to have like $100 million. But they don't really have much talent outside of Bowers, Crosby, and Genty.
Yeah.
Okay. And no home field advantage whatsoever.
No.
Right. And you have to live in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
I would totally be in too, but that's, you and I are... cut from a different
I want to be like an assistant coordinator.
I think that there. Would be a badass place to work,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Not everybody's like that. Then you have the Browns job. They have multiple number one picks thanks to the Travis Hunter trade.
Yep.
But Deshaun Watson has the number one cap hit in the league next year. Now, he may play. Maybe you can do something with him. He's not dead.
No.
So maybe
he's not even 30 years old yet.
Really?
No.
He's not 30?
I don't believe so. Let me look this up.
Sick QB controversy between Watson, Gabriel, and Shador.
I mean, if you could get anything out of Watson,
he just turned 30 years old.
They have a decent team with Garrett and their defense. You know what I mean? Like,
defense is good.
But you have bad ownership.
Schlesinger should be the defensive rookie of the year this year. And, you know, they got Judkins and Mason Graham had a nice year for them as a defensive tackle. It's not bad.
And then you have the Cardinals job is open. And that is notoriously a bad organization, bad owner.
Yeah, I think it's the worst job.
And the quarterback situation is quite in flux there. So now you have to rank. Of course, the Ravens is the best job.
The Ravens is the best job. Okay. And it's not even close. You have a two-time, should be three-time MVP.
Then what's number two?
This is going to be a bit wonky, but to me, I would rather have a clean slate.
Like the Raiders, where you get to pick your guy?
Titans.
Titans.
Titans. I think Nashville is an easy city to sell to free agents. You have over $100 million in cap space. You have some pieces in place already. You have a defense that's okay. Jeffrey Simmons is one of the best defensive players in the league, and I think you're going to get some wiggle room there. I think you're going to get some time to operate, and I think Cam Ward is going to be good. I think of those quarterback situations, minus obviously Lamar Jackson. In this league, if you have a quarterback, that solves like 70% of your issues. And I think the Titans have a quarterback in Cam Newton, and I'm not certain that anyone else on this list says that. So from that standpoint alone, I get a blank slate. I get, I think I'm going to get some room to operate. It's not going to be a year or two and they're going to fire my ass. I think expectations are reasonable. And I have a quarterback with huge upside and a defense that with a piece or two, I can actually lean on a little bit. Give me the Titans as the second best job. And then from there, Cleveland or New York, I think both of those you could sell as not being bad jobs. The Cleveland quarterback thing, that worries me. But Jackson Dart by no measure is any sort of sure thing, and he keeps getting hurt. So I think that is, flip a coin, I think that's three and four. I think the Atlanta job, again, from a talent standpoint, I like it. Cousins isn't the answer, and Penix is a giant question mark. So even though Atlanta, from a talent standpoint, is better than some of these, that puts that in flux.
But that's also the most winnable, too.
Yes, and you're in a very, very winnable division. And then I think bringing up the rear, I said Arizona's the worst job. It's not. Arizona is number two. The Raiders are the worst job. It's just they fired two coaches in 2 years. They have terrible ownership. You know, everyone keeps saying Tom Brady is the answer. Tom Brady didn't do jack S for them other than allow them to hire Pete Carroll. What the hell did that do? And go get Geno Smith. That was a dumpster fire of galactic proportion. Those are bad jobs. Arizona and Vegas are bad jobs. And if you're going in there, you better get paid an F ton of money because you're trying to dig your way out of a giant hole. I think the Raiders are probably a better job because they're not as tied. They've got a, I don't know what you do with Kyler Murray. Whereas the Raiders, I think that's an easy, it's easier to flush everything in Vegas and start from new. Whereas Arizona has better talent, but I think you're on the hook more for $40 million of Kyler Murray. So maybe Arizona is the worst job, but it's that's your tiers.
All right, I have the odds on who are the favorites to land these jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of the same names, but dude, there's some puzzling names in here too.
Yeah,
we'll get to that next on The Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A question about a sports celebration. Do that next segment. You know, the club hour and all that stuff. But I've got the odds here on the head coaching vacancies in the NFL. Now, that's all changed because John Harbaugh is probably going to top everyone's list.
Yeah.
So we're taking Harbaugh out of it. Although I mentioned earlier that the Ravens, from betonline.ag, the odds on the Ravens' next head coach, the favorite right now is Chris Shula. At 3-1. I have no idea why. Jesse Minter, 3.5-1. Cliff Kingsbury, 5-1. Brian Flores, Kevin Stefanski, 7-1.
A lot of defensive guys, by the way, in that. So
isn't the idea maybe, because you're not all that happy with Zach Orr. He's the defensive coordinator. Their defense was, I mean, my God, did you watch him against Pittsburgh?
Yeah, and the idea is, I mean, the offense.
You hire a good OC to work with Lamar.
And that'll take care of itself.
And that does its, yeah, that does its thing. And then Brian Flores or whomever takes over the defense.
Can totally see that.
So the odds on favorite for the Falcons job as of earlier today, Clint Kubiak of your Seahawks.
Yeah, he's all the rage.
And Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah. Again, I think Stefanski's a guy that will get another crack. I don't know if it'll be this hiring cycle, but with all the openings, Stefanski's a good coach. I think he got a raw deal there in Cleveland. And Kubiak is kind of the, you know, he's the sexy name right now.
The Giants, now I could totally see them being smart enough to hire John Harbaugh, but right now it's Kevin Stefanski and Mike McCarthy.
Really?
Top two favorites. Isn't that stupid?
The McCarthy thing totally makes sense because it's the... It's the Raiders.
Well, he's on another list, too. I don't know. Who does he have naked pictures of? Why does everyone think Mike McCarthy's good?
Super Bowl winning coach Mike
McCarthy. So is John Harbaugh.
Yeah. If you're the Raiders or the Cardinals, those are the two franchises that need an adult in the building in the worst possible way. Go get John Harbaugh.
Titans. Matt Nagy.
What?
Is the favorite.
Really?
Yes.
There's another name that has been floated out there with the Titans. Jason Garrett.
What are we doing?
I'm not joking. You're that's a kidding. Real name that's been mentioned.
What are we doing? Really?
So who would you rather have, Jason Garrett, Matt Nagy, or Mike McCarthy? I think I'm taking McCarthy.
I think I'm taking Mike McCarthy. And I don't, believe me, that's just like which one of those tastes less like a pile of dog poo? I guess Mike McCarthy.
You just made the case about how the Titans' job's not actually terrible.
No, it's not.
Yeah, wouldn't you want an offensive guy there with Cam Ward?
McCarthy is an offensive
Jason
guy.
Jason Garrett,
well,
offensive
a young coordinator.
One that hasn't fired himself from. Garrett. I mean, what are we doing?
Jason Garrett can clap really well. Although, like, he can cheer you on.
I think he's a pretty good broadcaster, although very robotic. But Joey Harrington raves about Jason Garrett. He was his quarterback's coach, and he said Garrett was one of the best coaches he ever had.
You have the best thing you have going in Tennessee, besides you have a lot of money, and it's a city that I think guys will want to play in, is Cam Ward. Don't outthink the room. Go, like, Kevin Stefanski, go find your Kevin O'Connell. Go find a bright Ben Johnson. Go find that guy. And maybe that's the Clint Kubiak thing. Clint Kubiak, go get him and have him bring along Cam Newton. Or not Cam Newton, Cam Ward.
Can I argue the Jason Garrett thing, though? He coached for the Cowboys, which is a dumpster fire in itself. He did win 3 division titles with them.
Yeah. Yeah. And McCarthy won games there.
Right. Like, I'm with you. I don't know why they would hire these guys, but at the same time,
retreads.
They did okay with Dallas.
Fine. Yeah, they're probably better than we.
He was 87 and 70.
Who?
Jason Garrett.
What was his record in the playoffs?
2-3.
There you go. He just seemed like he was kind of milquetoast.
This is my only thing about, like, these sorts of jobs. Like, why would you settle for... you don't have to.
Isn't some of it just relationships?
Yes, and agents. But why wouldn't you take a shot? Like, if I know what Jason Garrett is, and Jason Garrett is the definition of... He wins 57% of his games.
Hey, Mariners.
Yeah, there you go. Why not take a shot on a guy who's got big upside? Because if you hire Garrett and he is Jason Garrett, all you are is average for 5 years and then you fire him anyways. So hire the guy that may that come in and may light your franchise on fire. And if he's not and you whiff, you fire him in 3 years and you move on sooner. And the upside of him is actual, there's real upside. I will never understand the bland, generic Matt Nagy, Eberflus, Jason. Stop it. Stop doing that. It's just, hire Mo Cheeks. That's the same thing.
Mo Cheeks.
Yes.
There's a blast from the past.
That's what it is. You're like, hey, he's not the
Remember
worst.
That guy?
He's not the worst, not the best. Is this
Hell
guy.
A player.
Never a good sale when it's not the worst. Not the worst
guy.
Yeah,
it's fine. The three others, Raiders, the odds-on favorites, Brian Flores, followed by Clint Kubiak.
Yeah, Flores is another guy who was good in Miami, got a raw deal, very bright guy, comes up with some of the best defensive schemes in the NFL. He's an absolute problem to play against. And he just, you know, the thing in Miami blew up in his face because of stuff off the field. That makes sense. That's not a bland retread. That's actually looking at something to be okay, it was a bad situation down there. It wasn't Flores' fault. Give that guy another crack.
The Vikings were bad this year, but they have the third best defense.
Yes. They're not bad because of him. They're bad because of J.J. McCarthy.
Then you have the Browns' favorite, Robert Saleh, followed by Mike McCarthy.
That was a disaster in New York, but how much of that? Well, just one bad organization into another.
Who's worse, Jets or Browns?
Jets.
Yeah.
They didn't have an interception.
They have nothing going on for them. Nothing.
And then the Cardinals, the odds-on favorite is Mike LaFleur, followed by Clint Kubiak.
Mm. Kubiak will get a head coaching job for certain. He will. What they did in Seattle this year, even though the offense wasn't great, and I don't know in the long run what that turns into, but he is a name right now that keeps popping up, and someone will Someone will grab him. He will not be in Seattle next year. I feel pretty confident about that.
All right, little sports celebration talk coming up next, and a new social revolution. What is it? Coming up in the club on The Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.